This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Good evening and welcome to the Night Owl. This is your first time joining, then welcome. It's good to have you. If you're a frequent visitor, then, well, I'm sure you found a comfortable, safe spot to tune into tonight's episode. Content may contain language and scenarios that may not be suitable for all audiences, so listener's discretion is advised. So, guys, we have a special shout-out tonight. If you want to continue your Friday with some horror and some spooks, and you enjoyed true crime, check out Mysterious Circumstances by Justin Rimmel. This podcast is one worth listening to. We all enjoy a movie night. But what happens when it feels like your life is becoming a movie of its own? Lock your doors, check your windows, and get comfortable. You won't be sleeping tonight. I give you a ticket for one. I've been waiting to see this movie. I've also been pushing it aside for a while, I'll admit. Something always comes up, though. Or I just get lazy and say, tomorrow, I'll go. 3 weeks later, and still no sign of tomorrow. I've been working on this whole self-care thing, and this one book talks about treating yourself. There's a heavy emphasis on self-dates. You go to dinner, the museum, comic book store, movies, whatever your thing is that allows you to just get away. Escape and treat yourself by yourself. To be honest, it's gotten to the point I prefer going out alone. The only schedule I have to worry about is my own, and if I flake, then that's on me to make it up to me. No being set up by someone else. You get how this works. I haven't seen too many horror movies lately, but this one got some great reviews, and based off the track record of most horror flicks released, I was a little skeptical, but still adamant. And this was the final week to see it too. But it became a bit of a scavenger hunt. Only a few theaters were actually showing it, but the times I finished work every day kept conflicting with the movie times. Most nights I was tired anyway. The pressure was definitely on. And this whole self-date thing was nagging me. I was really trying to be more responsible and just work on taking care of myself. The weekend came and I had a few things to do, but I was determined to see this movie. Something to look forward to after working. You know what I mean? Honestly, I don't get out much. I work constantly. And when I'm not working, I'm sleeping. So I made my list. I checked the movie times and I got busy. Writing was my top priority. Then cleaning up and so on and so forth. But honestly, the hours, they flew by. I made sure to not read any reviews in detail. I don't like getting my hopes up. And since it was the last week, I was pretty sure I'd have the entire theater to myself. I liked my neighborhood theater, too. It was kind of old, had that 80s vibe, like you see in all those movies where everyone goes to hang out. I'm just hoping tonight wasn't the case. I finished my work, I showered, ate, and was on my way. The walk there was semi-quiet, too. I took the back street since it'd be slightly quicker, and I was running a little late. Not really late, just later than I'd like. The streets were empty, no traffic lights, it was just a straight shot. Things change so much at night. It's like everything becomes something else. You know what I mean? Ever happened to you? Anyways, I get to the theater. One of the ushers, he was outside smoking a cigarette, and the parking lot was empty. So I headed in. Two guys standing behind the concessions. How's it going? One ticket, please. Sure thing. Anything else? Nope, that's it. Well, enjoy the show. Thank you. This was going to be perfect, and I was pretty excited. I walked in, and literally, I could pick any seat I wanted. Middle was my preference and was mine for the taking. I sat down, got comfortable, and just finally relaxed. It felt good to sink into my chair and for the next couple of hours just have this space to myself. The screen did its thing and the lights dimmed, but it was still slightly brighter than I had expected. I turned around and I noticed it was the green exit signs illuminated. But just under it, I saw someone sitting in the back corner. They had a hood on, so I couldn't see the face. Did I not see them when I came in? No, the theater was empty. But I didn't hear them come in either. It's weird. I went back to watching the movie. The light was a real pain in my ass. It kept glaring in my face. But after a while, I forgot about it. I even forgot about the person in the theater. I looked back again and they were still there. But they moved up a couple of rows, I noticed. But I still couldn't make out the face. Things didn't feel right. The movie was about halfway through, but I decided to go to the bathroom. One, I needed to go. Two, it'd be reason to change seats when I got back. There were two exits out of the theater. I took the one to the far side. The lobby was still empty. No one, really. I hit the bathroom and I went back in. This time, I sat on the far side. Because they were sitting center. In my fucking seat. Was this a joke? Whatever. I sat at a far end. Close enough to actually see the screen and enjoy myself. But far enough. From this creep. Whatever the hell he was up to, I wanted enough distance to respond properly, just in case. As we were watching, the screen went black. Like, it just cut out. I waited a minute or two, and then that's when the usher came in. "We're sorry, the power went out. We're not sure when it'll be back on, but we can refund you in the front lobby." I made my way out and headed to the counter. The creeper situation bothered me more than anything. When I got to the lobby, no one else was in line, so I walked up. "Hey, man, we're really sorry about that." "Oh, hey, no worries." I don't think the other guy was bothered either. "There wasn't anyone else in there. Just you." "How many tickets were sold?"
"For your showing?
One." "No, there was a guy in a black hoodie that was playing musical chairs the entire movie." "Hang on one second." The usher went and checked the theater, and then he came back. "Yeah, man, no one, just you. You're the only one that walked in, too." I found that kind of weird, and as I walked home, I thought about it the entire night. Next day, news reported. That usher was found later that night. Apparently, he was working solo and was at the wrong place at the wrong time. So there you have it. Tune in next week for another episode to keep you up at night. If you want to support the podcast, you can head on over to patreon.com/thebirdbrainpodcast. You can listen to us anywhere you get your podcast fix. If you have a story of your own, email at thebirdbrainpodcast@gmail.com with the subject headline Night Owl. Stay up to date with us on Twitter and Instagram at thebirdbrainpodcast. And if you are on Discord, come hang out in the podcast junkie community. Sleep tight.